Hachette Audio presents Killing Monica, written by Candace Bushnell, read by Therese Plummer. To Angie Pangie Silverstein. Prologue. It was summer, and Monica was everywhere again. She was there, in the supermarket, on the rack of tabloids between displays of candy and sugarless gum at the checkout counter. And there, on the side of the bus kiosk. And there, on the cover of the fashion magazines in the salon. She was all over the morning shows, recommending what to wear, store, or toss from your summer wardrobe. She was with you in the back seat of the taxi, on the screen in front of your knees, telling you where to go, what to see, and what to buy. Selling. Always selling. But mostly, what she was selling was happiness. And she still looked great doing it. Her skin, soft and flawless, was radiant. Her cheeks resembled peaches. And her hair, masses and masses of it in pure 24-karat color. On June 1st, like clockwork, Monica's image began to go up on the billboard overlooking the designer boutiques in Soho. First, a strip of her hair appeared, followed by the smooth, high forehead, and then the eyes. The irises, an almost translucent light green encircled by a band of dark gold hazel. And then the mouth, perched on her face like a sweet strawberry surprise. Lips open, smiling. Monica was happy. So very, very happy. You looked at her, and suddenly you wanted to be her.